Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Schwartz on Sports here on New York Sports Day. I'm Peter Schwartz. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. It is a big week for the New York Red Bulls of Major League Soccer, still with a chance to win the Supporter Shield for best regular season title, but also not only excelling on the field, but off the field in the community. And on the line with us to talk about it is Red Bulls midfielder Alex Muehl. Alex, it's Peter Schwartz. How are you?
I'm good. Just at the school right now. I think the ceremony is going to start soon. So
we'll make this very, very quick. Alex is at the Luis Munoz Marin School in Newark, New Jersey, as the Red Bulls unveil another mini pitch for the community. How important is it for you, Alex, and the other players to be involved in community efforts like building soccer fields for the for these kids in Newark?
Yeah, no, I think it's something that that's very important, and it's something that the organization is very passionate about and takes a great amount of care in doing. And, for us players, it's always an honor to come out here and see the impact that our club is making in the community and come see these kids and then hopefully inspire them a little bit and show them a path that they can maybe follow.
And the mini pitch that's being unveiled today is a prototype that has fencing, lighting, and goals. Have you had a chance to take a look at it yet, and how impressed are you with what they've done?
I'm looking out the window at it right now. It looks really nice. So, it looks like state-of-the-art. The surface looks something that's going to be durable, but also pretty safe for the kids. So, it looks really nice.
We're talking to Alex Muehl, Red Bulls midfielder, and the Red Bulls set to host Orlando on Sunday at Red Bull Arena. Still with a chance to win the Supporter Shield. You guys come in with 68 points. Atlanta has 69. They're at Toronto, so a chance for you guys still, the last game of the regular season, to hoist that Supporter Shield.
I think it's something that it's come down to the last day, so it's exciting for us and for the fans. You know, we're hoping we can, do our hold that shield up at the end of the year. But regardless of what happens, it's just going into playoffs with some momentum and a good feeling around the team.
Both games start at the same time on Sunday, and I know your focus is going to be on getting the 3 points against Orlando, but any part of you ever glance up to the out-of-town scoreboard to see how Atlanta's doing?
I think for the guys who are on the field, there's only one thing happening, and that's our game. It's the only thing we can control. But sure, when we get into the locker room or when the Atlanta game ends, we'll hear about that score. So, of course, it's something that's on our minds, but we're trying to control what we can control.
Regardless of how Sunday turns out, you guys will get a bye in the first round into the Eastern Conference semifinals, one of the best Red Bulls teams in franchise history. How confident are you guys going into the playoffs that this could finally be the year that the Red Bulls win MLS Cup?
Yeah, I think we're very hopeful, and we're looking forward to righting some of the wrongs of the past and trying to make a deep run and hopefully, be holding up the MLS Cup. But we know it's a day-by-day process, and continuing with that mindset is going to take us to where we want to be.
Alex, thank you so much for a few minutes. I know you got to get to the ceremony. Best of luck this weekend in the regular season finale, and even better luck in the MLS Cup playoffs that are coming up.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Red Bulls midfielder Alex Muehl joining us here on Schwartz on Sports at New York Sports Day. I'm Peter Schwartz, and we'll catch you again next time.